They are not creative. They can't meet new ideas. But I've got something new. A weapon to attack the brain of Humanoid Central. Now that they're here, there's little time left. Either we destroy them, or they will destroy us. The rather unpleasant methods of dealing with our enemies. But change.
The phonograph finished the poem. The empty chairs faced each other between the silent walls. The house began to die. Wires revealed as if a surgeon had torn the skin off. Voices screamed in every room. Then, there was silence. The film spools were burned out. The wires withered and the circuits cracked.
Not one would mind, neither bird nor tree, if mankind perished utterly. And Spring herself, when she woke at dawn, would scarcely know that we were gone, that we were gone, that we were gone, that we were gone.
We'll be right back. on a windy night in the courtyard. Every noise keeps us on our guard. Every porch is just a parasite. Every door's filled with formaldehyde. Every path is just a pit of snakes. And every step is just a piece of shit. Every brick is filled with cyanide. Every stick is sick with pesticide. Just when they're breathing hard.
Welcome. I said welcome, ladies and gents. This is your sound operator, live, large, and in charge. It's St. John from the mothership, home base, 20 minutes into the show. And we are live tonight. Yeah, that's right. We're live. We have not done this version of the show live yet. We've done this show live all kinds of times and all kinds of other shows live. But this incarnation, this season, the belly of this particular beast has not yet been opened up and turned inside out, exposed onto the airwaves for all of the inner gritty, mini, nitty, bitties that it is. Yes, and so here we are, prostrate upon the airwaves. Yes. And, ladies and gents, welcome to it. We're doing all Sappy Fest all night long tonight. And this is a program or an episode for which I've prepared nothing, which is common for this show, if you're tuned in. And you know that we are here on the air every Thursday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Except normally I'm pre-recording this ill-prepared program, and it ends up being some kind of fun goulash of ungodly noise. And tonight, it's going to be a different kind of ungodly. It's going to be the white-knuckle live radio version of ungodly. So I do hope y'all enjoy it, and I do hope you have been enjoying it thus far. Yes, that's right. And I have, of course, with me my co-host, Aquapus. Yes, that's right. Fans of my last year's show, Music Like Dirt, For Your Money's Worth, will be quite familiar with this co-host, this friend of mine, who I synthesize the rest of the time when you're hearing this guy on the radio dial. And tonight we are doing it live with Mr. Aquapus. Yes, that's right. Sitting here on the countertop with me, getting it all down. So, we'll just see what happens tonight, because we're talking dubwise, and we are going to be playing new music coming down from you from the skies, ladies and gents. We started it out with none other than Nap Eyes and a number called No Fear of Hellfire. We then followed it up with a favorite of mine, another Sappy Fest favorite. Yeah, like I say, it's all sappy all night long, present and past, and so I do hope y'all join us for the ride. We're going to do lots of present, don't worry. We're also going to do lots of past. And we're just going to go wherever it goes. And we will also be hearing, of course, folks who are playing right here in St. John at Sappy City Style. Yes, that's right, Port City Style, in fact. Next week at Callahan's on the 29th and the 30th of July. And then on the 31st of July over at Pub Down Under, we have three Sappy specials, boys and girls. Yeah, that's right. We have on Tuesday night, July the 29th, a special little show featuring none other than Ketamines and Jay Arner coming to you live with support from locals Little You, Little Me, so we'll hear all three of those bands on the show tonight. The following night, we have a special night presented by this station's very own Earshot 20 with a special batch of music curated, collected, and assembled by one of the hosts of that show, Mr. Brian Cleveland, and that will be free to attend. It will also feature, good land, what else will it feature, Mr. Babylon? Well, let's see what it'll feature. It's going to feature a little group called Underwater Dogs. Yes, that's right. Who are Underwater Dogs? That's a very good question, Aquapus. Well, you'll just have to come on down and find out, but it's a special secret surprise, and you might just be howling with delight when you find out who is playing that night. So that's right. Underwater Dogs, secret St. John band reuniting for your listening pleasure, for your terrible listening pleasure. One more, once more into the breach. They're actually recording a record that weekend, that week as well. So, you don't want to miss that Wednesday night. It's free, and you will be really upset if you miss it, trust me. And then on Thursday night, July the 31st, over at the Pub Down Under, we will be featuring locals learning, opening up, or in some combination thereof, alongside Free Love Fenner, which features a very local Mr. Peter Woodford, now expat, located in Montreal. And we'll also be hearing from Ott, the big buzz band of the year, ladies and gentlemen, apparently, and not undeservedly so. Very happy to have stumbled into having those guys play in our town. Very jazzed for that. Very excited. Good time. Speaking of buzz kind of bands, we're going to continue on with a little more sounds from Mr. Adam Mowry. Now, Mr. Adam Mowry is no stranger to Sappy Fest. You and I know this full well. But he's got a new kind of thing going on with another new kind of guy. And this is, of course, coming to you from Halifax, Nova Scotia, featuring two ex-St. John kids. That's right, you got Mr. Adam Mowry and Mr. Andrew Mazerol. Yeah, that's right. Andrew Mazerol of Muncho Joe, the Fedoras, and some other real cool times. And they have a little band called the Grubbies that is a super bad power pop power trio. And so we're going to hear a little bit from them right now. They are playing this year, this Sappy Fest, for you to hear, and I highly recommend you getting down and catching that one. I believe they're playing Friday night. So how appropriate that they're one of the first new bands to pitch it out here. Without further ado, coming to you from their brand new EP, you can find it on Bandcamp, and you can download it and purchase it and enjoy it and take it with you wherever you go. This is, we're going to hear two cuts from this. First of which, coming at you with Mr. Mowry, taking the reins, this is a little number called Cop Car, and you're listening to Local 107.3 CFMH in the Port City, and we're going to be here till 9 p.m., listening to some live, large, and in-charge sounds on Smash Blocked, Local 107.3 CFMH.
I'm going to try and jump the driver of the bus and grab the wheel. I'm going to smash down on the gas until I hear the tire. Child on the earth. And I'll do them harm, I'll grab their arms and give them all Indian burn.
she's a cop killer. Yes, she's a cop killer. Yes, she's a cop killer. Yes, she's a cop killer. And I'm collecting crystals to see the future. But those crystals, they're collecting dust. Oh, now I'm grooming myself for inner peace, while she's being saddled by inner city police. She's being ridden into riots, race riots, protest mobs, you know. Oh, she's a cop killer. She's a cop killer. Yeah, she's a cop killer. Oh, she's a cop killer. Now there is panic in the halls of the precinct, and she really knows a way around the badge. And that horse reared up, he came down hard, it crushed the skull of that pig in the tenement yard. She's a cop killer.
Oh,
Yeah, welcome back, boys and girls. All right, we're getting the hang of this here Bucking Bronco that is the live radio edition of Smashed Blocked. Yes, that's right. Normally we're coming in here with lots of lubed up, kind of rough riding, free jazz and noise and some long weird songs. Or when it's live, it tends to be more of the rock and roll on vinyl variety. Different sort of things. And today, if you're just joining us now on the show, as you may have noticed, if you're just paying attention to the last five seconds, the show is live tonight. It is not pre-recorded, as it has been thus far this season. And it is all live. So I hope you are enjoying it. And I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Aquapus, who joins me live to get down with it. All right. So what we are doing, getting down with it live tonight, is we're playing all Sappy Fest artists. We're also playing artists who are playing a little thing happening in the Port City next week, which is Sappy City Style, which is a three-day little Sappy Teaser Festival, a.k.a. a local festival in the style thereof. Very mini, but very cool time. I hope you all enjoy it, those of you who decide to partake. And so what we're listening to are Sappy artists, past, present, and imagined, I guess. We're stretching it a little bit. We will be playing some local artists who are not playing at Sappy, but who are going to be playing Sappy City style, Port City style, next week. And we had at least one artist in that set that I don't know if he's ever played Sappy, but we'll get to that momentarily. We started the show out, though, with some expat St. John kids, who are now mashing it up big time in Haligonia. And I'm speaking, of course, of Mr. Adam Mowry and Andrew Mazarol, who are behind the wheel of the Grubbies, and from their latest or newest or only record, their new EP, Search for It on Bandcamp, we had Cop Car and Book of Truths. We had after that, continuing our law-abiding set of music, Mr. Chad Van Galen, Freedom for a Policeman. Andre Etier after that with Cop Killer. Yeah, that's right. Andre Etier was a fella that I was at the top of my list the year that he did play or was booked to play Sappy Fest. And in fact, a band I'm in called Wooden Wives was booked to play that show with him at the last minute. We got to go in and fill in the date, and I was so excited to be playing with Andre Etier. And then he had family problems, or not problems, I shouldn't say, but the man is a family man, and that's an important thing to be, boys and girls, and so the man had to take care of what that man had to take care of. And I, of course, regret it greatly, because I missed out seeing him, but I'm sure that he and his family know that it was the right thing to do. Nonetheless, it was a fun show, and we got to play with Mantler instead, who was super cool. But so we had Andre Etier, who was booked at Sappy, and even though maybe he perhaps has never actually played at the festival, he's a part of it in this DJ's recollection. Most of what you get on Smash Block is my version of how I imagine things to be coming out to you through the sounds of horrible, horrible music. We had after that Dog Day with a number called Joyride, completing our little set, bookending it from Cop Car, jumping behind the wheel of that bus, and that, of course, is more Halifax music, and a group who are playing Sappy Fest this year, if I'm not mistaken. Like I say, I'm kind of throwing this together, so I'm hoping that, I hope I don't make any horrible mistakes that upset anyone too grievously. I don't think I will. At least none that will upset people too grievously. Yeah, maybe they're not playing this year. I know they played one year or another. That's the thing, too. They all kind of mash together. Once you're out there under the sun with the swamp and the ducks and the mosquitoes, and you're camping on that 10-foot-wide patch of grass across from the Legion, and it's day three, and the police officers are coming up to you as you finish a stolen cigarette, complimenting you on how many returns you're going to get on that unbelievable pile of empties parked behind your friend's Jeep. You know, everything kind of starts to mash together at that point. But it's a grand old time in the Sapville, in old Sapville, New Brunswick, ladies and gents. So we're just going to keep on busting through here. I've got some Sappy Fest lineups that I found on the internet, so I can hopefully refer to them to be accurate. I'm sure I saw Dog Day on one of those. I'm also sure I saw Dog Day at Sappy Fest. And I'm also sure that you kids out there know what you have seen and what you have enjoyed at Sappy Fest. And you can call 648-5925. And if you want to request a particular artist who you enjoy or who you are looking forward to seeing at Sappy Fest, or who you did see in the previous years, come on, man, give me a shout. Let's see what you want to hear. That's right. So getting down with it, remember how I said we got Sappy City Style coming to St. John? Well, we're going to play some bands that are doing that kind of deal up in the next set of music, and we're going to start out with Ott. We got Ott and Free Love Fenner and Learning playing at the Pub Down Under on July 31st. Back it up a day to July 30th, and we have a free Earshot 20 curated sound system night at Callahan's, featuring a surprise appearance, surprise reunion from a late but great local band, and one very, very deserving of tons of attention, and you'll just be howling with delight to catch them, I'm sure. And if you miss them and you find out about it later, you are going to regret. So make sure you're at Callahan's on July the 30th to see the secret band and to hear the super bad tunes that our own Mr. Brian Cleveland of the Earshot 20 is going to be putting together to listen to at that place on that evening. And back it up one more night, kicking the whole thing off. You can hear the Ketamine's Jay Arner and Little You, Little Me playing at Callahan's. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. $5 for Tuesday, $5 for Thursday. Wednesday's free. Come on down. It's rebellious jukebox style, kids. Without further ado, let's have a little bit from Ott. Coming at you from their Constellation release, kicking it out there. Ladies and gents, going out to the day that we have had today here in the Port City. It's been a heavy monster day up in the sky, like a big wet face cloth, squeezing itself out into your eyes. How many horrible rhymes are you going to hear me come out with tonight? Something about being live makes me want to rhyme. I don't know. Anyways, without further ado, this is Ott with the Weather Song, and you're listening to Smash Block coming at you at a local 107.3 CFMH. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. It's time to get down with this sound here right now.
Now that we are high, eyes that you can't stand or the sun, but you could stick your head into a bucket of water and breathe in deep.